Emily Sparks and the Friendship Fiasco by Ruth Fitzgerald.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Dali and Edie for endless inspiration. Chapter 1. Worries, Whales and Wavy Cats. Monday evening. You're feeling so excited, you're in a happy whirl, and all because you have a lovely baby girl. Best wishes, Jenny and family. No idea who they are. The baby now has 16 cards, which is 4 more than I got for my birthday. This is what they say on the front. 11 say, it's a girl. We know that. 3 say, baby girl. We know that too. 1 says, new baby. They probably bought the card early. And 1 says, it's a boy from Great Auntie Audrey. Bonkers. I can't believe Mum put the baby boy card up. She says it's funny. Confusing, more like. It's bad enough the baby not having a name yet. She's 4 days old now. Gran says you only get 2 weeks. Soon she will be illegal. Me and Gran are getting quite concerned. I have tried to explain to Mum and Dad they could be arrested if they don't decide on a name soon, but they're both a bit stressy at the moment. Dad says they've got sleep deprivation because the baby keeps waking up at night. Probably because she's wondering what her name is. I don't suppose they've considered that she might be having nightmares about going to school and just being called girl. She will have to walk into class and everyone will say, it's a girl, it's a girl, or it's a boy if Great Auntie Audrey's involved, and she won't be able to tell her parents.